Good morning. 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, you're listening to KCAW Sitka, where the temperature is 49 degrees under overcast skies. And in the studio with me this morning for our morning interview is Doug Osborne from the Sitka Health Summit Coalition in to give us some information about that coalition's work. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
So just to start us off, in case anybody doesn't know what the Sitka Health Summit is and what the coalition is about, Can you give us a little overview?
Sure. It started about 8 years ago. Leaders from the two hospitals got together and said, how can we work together more effectively? And they started a coalition. And from that, the Sitka Health Summit started. And it has some different parts. One of the parts has an education component. One of the big parts has been planning and making goals for the future. So the first year, they got a group of people together and they said, let's become a bicycle-friendly community. And a lot of work happened, and sure enough, they got that. The next year, they came together and said, let's start a farmer's market. 91 days after they made that a goal, there was a farmer's market. And in fact, there's one on Saturday. I hope people can check
out.
Yeah,
the first one, I think, right?
Yeah, the first one. It's coming up. And they've been doing that for years. And so other programs have been things like the Choose Respect mural, the Fish to Schools program, the food assessment, planting fruit trees like the ones we see in front of Raven Radio. This year, the two goals that the community selected was to do a meth prevention project, and then the other one was to do a food hub project. So that's a big part of the program, is picking goals based on what people want. So have an open public meeting. Everybody comes, everybody brings their ideas, and everybody gets to vote. And the top two vote getters become official Health Summit goals. And then we give a little support. But mainly it's the people who take that on, volunteers and organizations like SCS, who take these on and help make them become a reality.
So it's really community-based.
Very much, yeah. Our sort of niche is citizen-driven health improvement, and we're doing that through goals.
And it sounds like it's been pretty successful. Got lots of things for starting and still going on. So,
Yeah,
sustainability is good.
Yeah, it's really neat to see things that get started and continue. The farmers market being an example. It started the first year, they did three of them, and the next year four, and then five, and now there's six markets, and they've grown in terms of vendors, and now they're just part of the good things in Sitka. So that's really neat to see. A program like Fish to Schools is another example. Mm-hmm. Start off with two schools and then three, and it just has grown and been really successful. So we're very pleased to see these things happening.
Well, thanks for the overview for those listeners who needed a little reminding. But you're here to talk about kind of a specific item today.
Yeah, today is the day Robert Wood Johnson Foundation announces their Roadmaps to Health prize winners. And there was 250 communities that originally applied, and Sitka was one of them. The Health Summit applied on Sitka's behalf. And we made it to the second round of 50, and then we were selected to be one of the finalists, one of the 12 final communities. And so site visitors came in October, and today's the day that they make their national announcement. And they choose six communities to win. It's a $25,000 cash prize. And Sitka did not win. We made it to the finals, which is great. We're very appreciative for everybody's help. But we were not selected as one of the six communities.
Now, is that a nationwide?
Yeah. The 250 communities that originally applied were from all over. So I guess one of the reasons why we're here is just to thank all the people who got us to the finals and gave us so much to write about. And I mentioned some of them in the beginning. The first round, you write about four pages of success stories. And so we wrote about bikes, wrote about the Fish to Schools, wrote about Farmers Market, and then wrote about Choose Respect mural. Mm-hmm. And then in the second round, we wrote about things that were happening at the Hames Center and things like the tobacco tax and how that reduced teen smoking and the trail system and the food assessment, some of the other things. And then on the site visit, we took them around to some of the places and showed them some of the things that have happened and lots of people interviewed. So I think we all felt really good about where we were at. It's stiff competition.
Sure.
And we are hopeful that next time we're going to have a different result.
Yeah, well, there's always something to work for. Were there other Alaskan communities that got as far up the process as you guys did for Sitka?
No, Sitka was the only Alaskan community. There might have been a couple in the beginning. I think Juneau may have been in that initial crop. But in the finals, there was one in Washington, the state of Washington. But we're the only Alaska community and one of the only small towns. And I think that was pretty neat to see what a town of 9,000 can do.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, the top 12, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's good. Now, not to minimize the disappointment, we actually found out on April 2nd.
Okay.
They told us, and we weren't allowed to say anything until the national announcement.
Okay.
And so it was very disappointing just because we really wanted to win. I mean, it's a cool thing. They come and they make a video of your town, and then they give you this money, and they fly out to Princeton for the national thing, and you just, it's a really neat thing all the way around. However, the good news is that we got that news on April 2nd, and then personally, I watched about probably 10 YouTubes on dealing with disappointment. And one of the things I found, one of the threads with that is they said, just learn from these situations, learn from it and come back stronger and better. And I think that's what our coalition's done. And the exciting thing is in the last few months, since we found out, there's really been some pretty exciting developments and some pretty explosive growth, due in large part to we got a new development director, Melissa Marconi-Wenzel, and we have a new website that's coming out on Friday, and we have a new campaign that actually starts on Friday for the next month to just get some more people involved, get some more liaisons, get some more organizations, get some more sponsors, and see if we can take this idea of citizen-driven health promotion, not what somebody in Washington, D.C. wants to do or somebody in Juneau, but what people here want to do. Take that idea that I know has worked, that sure, we've seen it work, and dial it in. And the thing that's exciting for me, apart from the prize, is just thinking, what if we got to the point where every year we would pick these two goals and we could figure out a recipe that we could follow that would help these two goals become reality? And I think it's very possible. And I mean, look at the success of some of the things that I mentioned. And that was when there was a little bit of technical assistance, a little bit of money, a little bit of support. It was sort of a new thing. But I just think now we can learn from these groups and we can get some real lessons learned and we can get some real financial support. These started as unfunded mandates.
Sure.
And now last year we were able to give them $1,500. I hope each year we can give them more money, give them more help, give them more support, and just figure out one of the things we're trying to do is create a little book that we give the volunteer groups at the beginning that says, here's some of the ways that you can be successful in terms of funding, in terms of how to run meetings, in terms of how to make things happen in Sitka, which in the end is what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
But when I think about that, I think about what would Sitka be like if you can imagine two goals every year really hitting two home runs a year. What will Sitka be like in 10 years?
Because you have a very well-developed path that has already been established through the coalition with the projects that's taken on. So
yeah, I think we've sort of stumbled upon a model and we're refining it and getting it a little bit better each year. And so I think that's one of the things that we value is continual improvement. And so the reason why I'm excited about Robert Wood Johnson next time is you write about what happened from April 2nd until when you reapply, which should be next year. And I think that if we can keep this trend going and we can keep this amount of momentum and get some more people involved and get some more ideas and get some more enthusiasm, we'll have a lot to write about. And I think we know a little bit more about what they're looking for and about what to do. So they did do some evaluation with us.
And that's really helpful.
It's really helpful. We got some good feedback. We see there's some areas that we legitimately need to improve in. So that was very useful information. Mm-hmm. But I think we can improve in it. And the neat thing about Sitka when you think about health is that we have so many things going for us just naturally. Clean air and clean water and proximity, and we're close to each other. And we have a lot of things that are in our favor.
And a very healthy food supply right out there.
Yeah, we do have fish and we have a local foods movement. So we have a lot of things that are working in our favor, which is exciting.
I think, I don't know if you find this, but I hear a lot from people who visit and are here for whatever reason in Sitka. They seem to notice that it's a very citizen active community to begin with.
Oh, yeah. I think Alaska has the fourth highest rate of volunteerism of any state. And in Sitka, it's even more. And I think one of the best things about Sitka is our ratio of citizens to consumers. We favor more in the citizen side of the camp. And there is a lot. And that's why these goals have happened. I mean, we just have the process and get them rolling. But it's a lot of times it's volunteers or it's nonprofits. It's people who say, yes, fish in schools would be great. Or yeah, let's make a mural or let's do the food assessment or let's plant fruit trees. People who just take that on and do it. And it's been really neat to see. So I think tapping into that and just giving it some structure and some organization, some support is going to play to one of our natural strengths, which is citizens.
And when is it that you can reapply for the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation money?
It'd be next year. So we would start writing at this time.
2015.
Yeah, we'd start writing next year around this time. And then it's a huge process. You write the first one and you really learn a lot about patients because they came and did their site visit in October and didn't give us any indication until April. We just had to wait and find out. So you learn a lot about patients. But we're using this time. And like I said, the new website, I think, is going to be something that'll be great to check out. It's www.sickahealthsummitak.org. And on there, there's a little button that says 8 ways that you can support the summit. And so if people like this idea, they like the idea of having citizen-driven health promotion, then please go on that site. There's lots of ways to get involved. One of the things we need to do is get a little more stronger and a little more sustainable. And there's no guarantee that this model, even though it's been successful, will be here without people getting involved and making it happen. So we just want to get some more people involved, get some more sponsors, and some more what we're calling liaisons. And liaisons are just somebody who would be a liaison to a organization or a group, and there'd just be somebody who will get some of our information and share that with other people. So we're looking for sponsors, for liaisons, for supporters. We're looking for people to just share stories about health success. That's something else that we can do there. And really, I think a big thing that we're looking for is people to just think about why. Why have this energy and why spend this time on wellness and on health? And I think it's different for different people, but that's something everybody who's listening can take a little bit of time to think about. Why? Why is it for you that this is important? Because at the end of the day, the Health Summit and the initiatives, it all goes back to vibrant health for our citizens.
Well, it sounds like your website now is coming on Friday.
Yeah, the website comes up on Friday. Yep.
Okay, and your Facebook page is already...
Yeah, one of our goals is we want to have 500 friends. We're up to 340. So 160 of you who are listening at this very moment, like us on Facebook. That's one goal that we would like to see achieved in the next month, is we want to get up to 500 friends on Facebook.
That's pretty easy to do.
Yeah.
Just have to go to the web.
Yep.
Well, good luck with that. And it sounds like a little revitalization is occurring for the Health Summit, and that's great. Mm-hmm. If people want to find out more or get a hold of you, is there a number they can reach you at?
Yeah, I'm the search rep on this. You can call me over there at 966-8734. And then just check out the website on Friday, and I'll have lots of information, lots of pictures, and lots of good things to see.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in this morning, Doug Osborne, a coalition member for the Sitka Health Summit. And you too, it sounds like, can easily get involved. Check out that webpage or go to their Facebook page. And
Thank you. The
new webpage is up on Friday.
Yes.
But you can go to the old one until then.
I wouldn't go to the old one.
Yeah, okay, just stick with Facebook then.
I'd go with the new and improved.
All right. Good enough. Well, thanks a lot, Doug.
All right. Thank you so much.